You've never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
This is the night he takes me through a tour at a Kosciuszko Street sewer.
Place to be, the Taxi Dave Show. I'm Taxi Dave, and we're in the studio here with JFK Mike.
Yes!
With Cammie Claire.
Yes, darling.
We have John McDonough on a remote.
Johnny boy.
Checking
how you doing,
in,
Johnny?
Man. Checking in.
Hey,
that's
John.
Right. It's been the best of times and the worst of times in New York City. Today, the worst of times was if you're a Giants fan. It's a great basketball score, 51-17. They lost. Morning. It's Len Berman alone. You know, it's about time they got rid of that guy.
Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah. Well, you know, then I'd see him on TV.
Yeah, Len is great. Len is great.
Len is great. It's a great show.
And Mark Simone, they got a team. No I in team.
So. It was a bad week in New York. We had a terrorist attack, possibly a lone wolf. This guy allegedly was an Uber driver in New Jersey.
Oh, boy.
And just rented a U-Haul truck.
Home Depot, I think.
Was it? Well, Home Depot rents U-Haul trucks.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And decided, I drove down there today on the way to the studio. Mm-hmm. The iHeartRadio studio is in Tribeca.
Right.
And eerie feelings. And, what a madman. I mean, if this guy drove in New York City, all the licensees, the Taxi and Limousine Commission does a great job. They do fingerprint background checks, okay, real ones. And if you have multiple violations prior, chances are, multiple moving violations, chances are, even if you pass the test, you're not going to get your license.
Mm.
Okay? So I don't know. I mean, allegedly, there were like five different move violations in different states. And but I'll tell you this. It's a disgrace to the transportation industry, especially in New Jersey. You know, in case there are politicians in New Jersey listening, your system doesn't work!
Yeah, thanks for the carnage import. You know, I'll tell you, you were right by the area right after it happened or right before it happened. And I know I was in the cab with a passenger at the base of the Brooklyn Bridge in Brooklyn Heights while it was happening. And I'm just good. How much did you miss that by? You were driving by like 15 minutes. You missed that whole thing.
Actually, yeah, it was 3:15. I went through the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel or the U-Carry Tunnel or the whatever you call it, the Robert Downey Jr. Tunnel, whatever they named it now. And I was in Lower Manhattan, and I was driving north on West Street. And I said, well, let me look at the time. And it was 3:15 because I wanted to see how long it would take me to get home. And I didn't know until I got home. They said at 3:15 this incident happened. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And that brought back memories of 9/11.
Yeah.
And as you said, I mean, I have a newspaper called Taxi Insider, and my editorial really I reflected back to 9/11 down in the same area. And but let's not go there, you know. Let's get happy, okay?
Let's get happy.
That's the bad news.
Yep.
And we had a New York City marathon today, so congratulations to Selaine Flanagan, the first American woman to win in many years.
All right.
Okay. And for those of you who got stuck in traffic because of the marathon, too bad!
on? Don't you know there's a marathon going on?
You know, I was asking myself that question. What genius brings their car in to run around in the city when the marathon is in full effect? Because I was coming in from Kennedy, working from JFK with a passenger, and I'm on the FDR Drive. It's packed. Everybody got off at 53rd Street for whatever reason. Then I got onto the regular city streets. There was nobody there. So I'm just wondering what these people, if they get the memos or the newspapers or they look at the news, because if there's a marathon in New York, you got to be kidding me, bringing your car in, your personal car.
Hey, John, have you ever driven through during a marathon?
No, I mean, I worked out of the garage right there on Vernon Boulevard, and I can't tell you what a nightmare it was trying to get down there and find parking. And you had to have cops move the barricades so you can get the cab down to the garage. I mean, it's just a crazy day. And JFK, Mike, forget about the marathon. What about the Midtown Tunnel for the whole weekend? I don't know what's going on there, man. You can't get into the tunnel anymore.
Well, I guess they have Picasso installing the new tiles in the tunnel. And they have the big brass copper gates with some Latin on it that nobody knows what the hell they're talking about. So... I would have just rather taken some little paint and polish and open the tunnel for everybody so they can use it, because it's a mosh pit. It's unbelievable.
So, did you ever go to a deal?
Dave, you know, you thought about what happened on the West Side. There was also that car accident at Terminal 8 at JFK where they were trying to stop illegal pickups up there, and I still haven't read much more about that. But they hit a female officer, and they took off on the Van Wyck.
When was that?
So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Right.
Holy cow. Yep. Well, just, you know, folks, you need to know the only legal car in New York City allowed to pick up street hails when you put up your hand is a yellow cab. At the airports, at every terminal, there are yellow cab stands there. You may have to walk across, but there are yellow cab stands there for a reason. Yellow cabs... The drivers have background checks.
Very safe.
They're vetted. There's insurance. You don't have to worry in a yellow cab. Okay? You know, let me just change the subject, because a lot of you who are listeners to this show remember when I was asking, how much should it cost to replace a main transmission seal in my 1974 Cadillac? Okay? And we'll get back to that. I see we have a couple of callers already. I didn't give out the number, which is 800-321-0710. 800-321-0710. And our email address is taxihale@aol.com. And we will read your emails and take your calls in a couple of minutes. But I went to a dealer, and he saw a transmission seal. Look at it, it's leaking. I have a 67 Cougar, the mechanic. I'm the only one that has tools. I can fix this. I can do this. It's not a, you know, this and that. It's a big job. And they quoted me something like 25 hours. I said, I'm like, you know what? No, thanks. Just let me pay for the oil change. Thank you so much. And I left. And a lot of you were nice enough to text me and to call in and speak with me. And I got quotes anywhere from $500 if it wasn't a bad thing, to $1,200. So that was a little bit more realistic. And I was at a car show with my caddy, and a gentleman who happens to be blind, and he also is a radio host up in the Hudson Valley. And we were talking about the car. I said, you know, the only problem is I have this transmission leak in a seal. And he said, you got to see Vinny at Four Star Transmissions. That's in Stony Point, New York. I'm like, Vinny? He says, Dave, that's the place to go. And, of course, when I went there to check it out, you know, have my car looked at, I mean, there was a 69 Cutlass 442, you know, a convertible there. Another time I saw a nice El Camino. I mean, a lot of the classic car guys take...
So it sounds like he knows what he's doing.
Knows what he's doing. Well, right now on the phone with us is Vinny Salerno, who's the owner, the principal of Four Star Transmissions, in Stony Point. How are you, Vinny? Well, I want to thank you so much for being one of those ma and pa honorable and honest mechanics. And I asked you a question when you found out what the problem was. Tell our listener audience what that 25-hour job or what that $1,200 job to change a transmission seal. Tell my audience what you found.
We found an oil leak. It wasn't even a transmission. It was an engine oil leak. and it'll end up being an oil pressure switch.
An oil pressure switch. So instead of 25 hours of labor, or instead of paying $1,200 or $1,000, for $125, Vinny Salerno said, yeah, this is your problem. And the car rides spectacular, and it's not leaking anymore. So, what, you know, why wouldn't the dealer tell me that other thing, that there was a transmission leak?
I just didn't think it was misdiagnosed. You know, a lot of guys, when they check out leaks, they look at the bottom of a car, but oil will never leak uphill. It'll always leak downhill. So you got to start from the top and work your way down, and that made it pretty simple to figure out.
Yeah, well, this guy who knew everything put it up on the lift and said, I can see where it's leaking from. All over. You know,
well, he was probably trained in sales more than he was as being a mechanic.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that now. So how long have you been in business, Vinny?
It was just 30 years, about a month ago.
30 years. You see, the ma-and-pa mechanic is still alive. The honest ones are still alive, okay? Because it's word of mouth that makes guys like Vinny Salerno very popular. And so if somebody wanted to bring their car to you, what do they do? Do they call you? What do they do?
Oh, like you do with everybody else, just a phone call. Generally, we can check your car out the following day if we can't get in that day. It's pretty simple.
It's pretty simple. Okay, so for the mom and pop, Vinny Salerno's 4-star transmissions, and they don't only do transmissions, they do everything. And I have to tell you, your mechanic, in 2 minutes, I felt so comfortable with him. Your guys are experienced. What's your phone number up there at 4-star?
It's 845-786-2200. Yeah, my guys are very good, and that's the hardest part about this business, is I had one of my guys, he actually retired. So we've been looking for somebody new for about 10 months now, and we've gone through many of people, and it's just very hard to find good people.
All right, so what advice do you have for somebody if they have a problem with their car or if their dealer tells them it's a major job?
Well, you got to get more than one opinion, that's for sure. If it's something that's very expensive, you got to go around, and you got to go to people that have been around for a while. There's a lot of fly-by-night shops. Look for people that have been there for, 15, 20, 30 years. And if they are, then they're doing something right.
All right. So I wanted to thank you personally on the air for being honorable and an honest mechanic, okay, and for saving me an awful lot of money. And I can only imagine the hundreds of customers that come to you who save money all the time. And there's a lot of great mechanics out there who are mom and pop. There's some that probably misdiagnose. And there's a lot of great dealers out there, okay? Like Hudson Toyota is a great dealership, okay? They're the best dealership for Toyota that I know of. And then there's some other dealerships. So there's good dealerships, and then there's some that may misdiagnose your problems, okay? Yep. And your phone number again is?
That's why the referral business is so good for us, and that's what you have to pay attention to with other people. You got to ask people where to go, and you'll find good people out there.
I don't mind. I know Christine listens, who's blind or sight impaired. I don't want to insult anybody, but a blind guy recommended you. That's great.
That's outstanding.
Yeah.
What's your phone number, Chief?
845-786-2200.
One more time.
845-786-2200.
There you go. Yeah. Okay, that's 4-star transmissions. Anything you need fixed, believe me, Stony Point is just about 10 minutes north of the Tappan Zee Bridge, and it's the place to go if you think you're getting messed with, that's somewhere else. Vinny Salerno, thanks for coming on the Taxi Dave Show.
Thank you, sir.
Take care, guys.
Okay, and now we have a special guest. My mother usually calls me after the show to tell me what a genius I am, but she's on the line. Hi, Ma. How you doing?
I have to tell you something, Taxi Dave. What you just did doesn't surprise me. Here you are. I believe tonight may be your last show.
Well, we're actually going to be off next week, and the last show will be in 2 weeks, but go ahead.
Okay. But somebody who is on the verge of losing an important show that deals with the taxi drivers of New York City, because there is nobody else that I know that gives out such honest. You are, Vinny is the master and the maven of the cars, and my darling son, you are the honest maven of the taxi cabs. There is no one. Stop the clapping. There is nobody out. I remember you have a wonderful caller, and she, Gloria, and I recall her saying that everyone in the cab industry who drive cars should chip in and keep your program going. Well, that ain't going to happen. But I have to ask you something. The cabs that have the advertisement on top, who do they pay the money to? Where does that money go? You know, all the cabs that advertise.
There are advertising companies who actually control that. In some cases, they're tied in with the credit card companies where you swipe your card to pay for a taxi fare.
Well, ain't that terrific? I was thinking maybe we could get one of those on all the yellow cabs and swipe our cards and sponsor you. And there should be a yellow highway downtown and all the roads and the bridges saying Taxi Dave should be on the air.
Here.
Now you can clap.
I was worried. I lost my clap.
But I have to say something else. I can't believe such an important program. Mm. Nobody gives a damn about the yellow cabs. Uber, Schmuber, Lyft. They can come in, take a car, have a business. Nobody says anything. Nobody does anything. Nobody cares. You are the Vinny of the taxi cab industry. You are the backbone. You give advice to the immigrants who come here with nothing and have their own businesses and are proud and are part of the American mainstream of life. You give them all this advice. Where would they be? Where are they going to go after you leave? You tell me. They'll get the runaround. They won't know from top to bottom. Yeah. They're going to lose money. Does anybody care? No way, honey. It's time now for the MTA. They get 50 cents every time someone gets in the cab. Make it 25 for them and 25 for you.
Right.
And keep you on the air.
I don't need that much money.
I want you. I mean, you give me information. I don't even drive a damn cab.
Right.
But I got to tell you, when we did have cab drivers in the family, we would have been with, oh, my God, you're wonderful. You are brilliant.
You're getting more emails than I get right now.
You are unbelievable, David, the information that you give, and nobody pats you on the back, and nobody puts you on the radio like you do. You're there for the common guy. You're there for everybody. Well, who the hell is there for you? I'm so disgusted. I can't believe the taxi industry is going to let you leave the radio waves. I can't believe it.
Amen.
Here's an email you got. How awesome is Taxi Dave's mom on the radio? That's for you, Ma.
Okay.
That's, I mean, what can I, you're terrific, absolutely fabulous.
Thank you.
God bless you. You care for the cab drivers.
Fine, come back. Well, you'll come back on the 19th for our last show.
Okay. I'm sorry.
All right, love
you. She has a lot of good points here, and I'll tell you,
love you,
all these big shots in the taxi business, step up or step off. I mean, everybody's crying about we don't get publicity, we get a bad rap, but you have a mainstream number one show right now. And for basically pennies on the dollar, what some of these guys are making, you would think they would pass the hat and keep this show going. I mean, we're not even, kicking it with the ad revenues. But at the same time, you would think all the slings and arrows that they've been fending off with this whole Uber Schmuber deal, they finally have an hour a week where they can get equal time and defend themselves. And it's crazy why they don't step up and why they're hiding in the background versus stepping up and supporting this show. There are some people who have supported this show, and I want to thank them very much.
All our sponsors.
And I'll tell you right now, it's beyond me why some of these folks remain silent and don't help. And historically, there are some people who help all the time. And sadly, historically, there are some people who help never. So now's the time to step off, put all our little petty differences away, and keep this show on the air. And that's my speech about it, because it's just common sense. Instead of begging the New York Times and the New York Post and the Daily News for some public relations or this or that, just kick in a few bucks, keep the show going. It's not that complicated. So this is an open appeal to the big shots in the taxi business. Let's make this thing happen. We got a week or two to figure it out. So let's go back to the reset button and keep this show going. That's my speech.
Yeah.
All right.
Here's an email.
I don't want to get in trouble.
Cheers for Taxi Mom.
Yes.
And this is for Vinny, who is on. I have a friend who's also a yellow cab owner and driver, and he's a great mechanic. He's looking for a job as a mechanic. So he can sell or lease his cab. Well, let him call Four Star Transmissions in Stony Point.
Oh, yeah.
And if he's that good, he may have a job.
Right.
Here's another email from Mr. Salim. Best mom ever. I'm telling you. She's getting more emails than I am.
BME. Best mom ever.
BME. I like that.
And I'm clapping. I don't care what anybody says. I'm going to clap for Dave's mom.
That's right.
Okay. Before we get into commercials, I have a bunch of emails here, but I wanted to speak to John McDonough, because recently I read a phenomenal, what do you call it? Yeah, critique for...
Review.
Off the record, on the meter.
Right.
Okay, it was everything I felt when I saw it, and I couldn't have put it in words any better. So how are things going with your off-Broadway show, Johnny?
Well, it's sold out every night, and they just extended it for another 2 weeks.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Outstanding.
You're
trying to kill me. And it's at the Irish Repertory Theater on West 22nd Street between 6 and 7. And now for the next 2 weeks, you can actually get tickets at the irishrep.org. And I'd like to thank everybody in the taxi industry that's helped me out. And one of your listeners, Carol Potts, she was down there during the week. And I met her after the show, and she was telling me all the nonsense that's going on with this Chariot app that's advertising in bus stops and stuff like that. And she's fighting the good fight down on 14th Street and Avenue B. But I've been given the opportunity of a lifetime with an off-Broadway show, talking about 40 years of driving a yellow cab. And I'll be on till November 18th. So anybody goes to irishrep.org, come down, see me, and I'll meet you after the show, and we'll talk taxi.
Yes.
Okay, so how do you feel about drivers not having substantial enough background checks or Department of Motor Vehicle checks nationally? And, you know, here's a cute email about my mother, and she's better looking, too. Okay.
No,
it's amazing what de Blasio and them will all say. There are certain things they say, oh, we have to let the free market take its course and everything. And then when it comes to yellow cabs, well, we can't have free market there. You got to have this yellow cab. You got to have this background check. You can have this and this. I mean, it's just the way they're picking and choosing.
How do you feel about wearing seatbelts, Johnny? Starting at November 1st, all yellow cab drivers have to wear seatbelts.
You know what? It's probably for the better. I liked it when I didn't have to wear it when it was very dangerous and I could run out of the cab without taking off the seatbelt if somebody was robbing me. Mm-hmm. But this day and age, you know what? It's probably not that bad a thing. Everybody else is wearing it. So, you know, cab drivers probably should wear it. We're out there 12 hours a day, 14 hours a day. And that's just a little bit more added safety.
All right. Here's an email from someone who has a different take. When was the last time you heard of a yellow cab driver killed in a car crash at 10 miles an hour in Manhattan? I always get out of my cab helping my passenger with luggage. Now it has become a pain in the you-know-what to unlock and lock again my seatbelt to really... Government officials care for my life, whether I live or die. The same government already killed me 1,000 times by reducing my income, erasing and evaporating my lifetime savings with introduction of Uber, Lyft, and Via. The seatbelt law should apply only on highways. Another example of nonsense BS. Tell us how you really feel. Wow. Strong email.
John, your show's great. And you got something else on the horizon in the next week. Now, don't you?
Oh, well, allegedly, I'm going to be on the Daily Show with Trevor Noah next week. I shot it about a month ago, and it'll be a 2 or 3 minute segment. It took 8 hours to shoot.
Holy cow.
I'm either going to be the most hated cab driver in America or one of the funniest cab drivers, depending on the way it's edited. So right. That should be a pretty good boost one way or the other anyway.
That's cool.
That's all right. Very cool.
Wow, that's national, man.
Yeah, yeah.
The Daily Show.
Congratulations.
I'm telling you, you're shooting into the ionosphere here.
Oh,
that's
God, it's
cool.
Killing me, man.
It's not
the matinees
easy.
Are killing me, man. Oh, my God.
That's right. It's not
poor
easy for an Irishman to get up early.
That's right.
And for those of you who got the Taxi Insider newspaper, which was just published Friday night, we have the entire route of the New York City Marathon and a map, so it was easy for you to navigate around New York City. Before we take a break, let me just read this email just came in. At this time, 4 o'clock today, Uber is charging $108.73 from Times Square to JFK Airport.
Ugh.
I have a passenger going to JFK in my car, and he's paying $58, including the toll. So where are the sleeping hypocrites, Democrats, that claim they are in favor of the middle class? What can I say or do to convince you you shouldn't be trusting a Democrat in charge of your life? What can I say? Wow. Okay, you know, we're not a political show, but there's a lot of politics involved.
Before I forget, oh, by the way, Tuesday is the election day, and I'm just looking at the New York One Baruch poll. De Blasio is at 49%. So that's not me. That's not me, like, you know, De Blasio bashing. I'm just looking at the Wikipedia, and they said that it's... So it's not exactly a mandate at 49%. And I think what de Blasio has to do, there's a very good chance he'll win. Let's be grown up about this. But he might have to start listening to some of the people who have been pleading with him to straighten things out in the city. Like the cab drivers, that's one of these iconic cornerstones of Manhattan and the five borough life for public transportation. And when we say we have a problem when the medallion is cut in half the price and when cabbies are saying their livelihoods are being taken away, that erodes the Democratic base of which we have been loyal for years supporting the local politicians. So right now, going into Tuesday, de Blasio, they have him online at about 49%, what I'm looking at now. And, you know, like I said, it shouldn't be that close, but the fact of the matter is there's a lot of people that have been hurt throughout the years, and we want, moving forward, we want some attention to take
care
of our
problems. Let me try to get Bill de Blasio here for our last show in 2 weeks.
Now right? I'm clapping.
Let's try to get Bill, the mayor of New York. I'm going to announce I'm actively going to try to get the mayor of New York on the Taxi Dave show for November 19th.
Mm-hmm.
Here's an email. Mom was honest, but you should be on TV broadcasting all the best information. Good luck, Joanne.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joanne.
I think so.
Oh, there's a lot of self-serving stuff here. Okay. Let's take one call, and then we're going to go to a break. Okay, Chabelle, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Taxi Dave, we do appreciate your time on Sunday night to drive all the way down to the city. Your mom did a very good job about the show. And, no, really, I mean, like, the taxi fleet and the brokers and the insurance company, they should advertise on your show and chip in some money to keep the show going.
There you go.
There we go. Chabelle, thank you so much for your support. Okay.
Let's look into everything.
I have a check for you.
Everything's on the table. Yeah, everything's on the table.
All right. When we come back, we'll take some more of your calls at our 800-321-0710 number. We'll go get right to calls when we come back. And our email address is taxihale@AOL.com. This is the Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. I want to thank all our sponsors for always sponsoring the Taxi Dave Show. We'll be right back after this.
The relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number 3 or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Proudly serving the New York transportation industry for over 20 years, Hereford Insurance Company serves the for-hire transportation market with all their insurance needs. Hereford Insurance provides TLC-required commercial auto liability, workers' compensation, theft, collision, and physical damage coverage. Hereford Insurance is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Visit Hereford.com for additional information or call 718-361-9191. 718-361-9191. That's 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance. They move New York.
My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You too can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand new Wave, which is a wheelchair accessible vehicle, for only $797.99 a week and no money down. You will earn 50 cents for every trip you take. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 41-25 36th Street in Long Island City, and that is conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. That's 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements.
Purland Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokerages, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury, and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get comparative pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Purland can also help you with personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Purland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at PurlandBrokerage.com. For all your insurance needs, go to PurlandBrokerage.com.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
The best show on WOI. It's the only show I listen to.
Baby, the sun is shining, birds are winging, no rain is falling from a heavy sky. What do you want?
Taxi Dave Show is back. It's Sunday night, and this is the place to be in New York City.
Yes.
WOR 710. Got seats. Of course, we used Lysol before we sat in the seats. But, that is aside, let's start taking some phone calls. Gloria, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi. Hi, everybody. How are you?
Hey, Gloria.
All right.
Your mom is amazing. I just want to reach out to her and say she's a wonderful lady, and everything that she said about you is right, and I hope truly that you could stay in the air, because if not, I'm a time bomb waiting to explode if I don't go there and if I don't call in and air out all my emotions.
Sorry to hear that. But I'm glad I could provide a service. I'd make more money if I was a psychologist, right?
Ah, a therapist. Yes, you sure therapist. Do. You probably would.
So how can I help you this evening, Gloria?
Well, I just want to say,
what's troubling you?
What's troubling me? I just want to say out there, don't, please, we need new blood. We don't need this mayor for another term. Vote for someone else. He's a criminal. He's saying that somebody else is a criminal, but he's the one that's all corrupted. We need new blood. New York needs new people, and we need to get to finish with this corruption that's going on in the city of New York.
Right.
You know, I don't want to pop your bubble, but Taxi Insider officially endorsed Matt de Blasio.
Oh, my God.
Listen, you know, he's the mayor. He's an incumbent. What's happened under his reign is horrible for small business owners in the taxi industry. It's really horrible. Now, you know, I don't know if that was the coattails of the Bloomberg and Bloomberg promised to destroy the industry. And
you don't start me now.
Okay, but I'll tell you this. There's, you know, let me ask you something. How do you feel about the second car? If a bill is passed that if you're a medallion owner, you get a second vehicle on that medallion, so you can put the driver on.
If that happens, we need drivers. That's what we need, drivers. That's the biggest problem we have now, that we have no drivers. And even if we put a second car out there, if the fleas are saying that they have no drivers, how are we supposed to get drivers? So, you know, in a way, it would be good if we could get drivers. But other than that, we would have to run with all the expenses. So I don't see how that's going to help us, unless if they say, no, we cannot have a second car because we have to
do all the environmental. Abe in Florida just sent me an email, okay? I'm currently watching the webcam of Times Square. I'm very happy to see there are many more yellow taxis on the street than have been in the recent past. Word is many of the garages are now getting their taxis on the street and have enough drivers certain days. We need everyone to know we in the New York City taxi business are alive and well and have all the services they need, including calls by apps, Arrow and Curb, as well as street hails. Thank you. That's from Florida. Okay, so there's something going on there.
Well, hopefully the new blood that come in the industry will be able to compete with the new apps and everything else that's going on. That's our only hope at this point. But as you know, and everybody knows, we were on our way out. And it's like Al Pacino say, and they pull me back in.
That's right.
They pull you back in. Well, I hope it's true that the drivers are coming back. And there's a lot of reasons for it. One of the reasons is they realize that you can make money driving a yellow cab. If you drive an accessible, there's all kinds of incentives. We had, I hope Solomon was
If you know how to do your math, you're better off driving a yellow than it is a Uber, because they rent these cars for $470 a week, plus whatever money they make. They have to give a percentage to the app company.
Right.
If they just come and work for yellow industry, they just got to pay the flea for whatever, and the money is for them.
And let's
they don't
not
have to pay no percentage to any app company.
And let's face it, guys, if you're interested in driving part-time or going to your smartphone to rent a car, try Lacus, L-A-C-U-S. Lacus Drivers, it's an app for drivers. Everything was developed. You know, the owner spent $1 million of his own money, allegedly, to help drivers. And that, in turn, means it's a good thing for the industry, because you can order a car in advance. You can even, instead of taking a train or a bus to the car, you can take a yellow cab, or you can take an Uber car to go to work in your yellow cab. Sounds crazy, but
wonderful.
But
I like that one.
But there's a lot of drivers are starting to join Lacus, and it's a great concept, a great idea. So let's get all those medallions out of storage and back on the road, and let's get more yellow cabs on the road, and let's bring back the yellow taxi industry.
Yeah.
Okay, Gloria.
Let's keep Taxi Dave on the show, on the air.
I'll drink to that.
This is true.
All right. Thanks, Gloria. Brother Ben, you're next on the Taxi Dave show.
Good evening, everybody. Two questions. Taxi drivers have to wear seatbelts. Uber drivers have to do nothing and no rules.
And what's your question?
Taxi drivers have to wear seatbelts. And Uber drivers have to do nothing.
It you know
it
it's,
has it, to it, do nothing and no rules, and plus wish people a happy Veterans Day and Election Day is Tuesday. That's it.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right, Brother Ben. Thank you for that public service message. We have a governor who passed this rule that cab drivers have to wear seatbelts in New York City. So does that mean that all those TNC cars in New York State have to wear seatbelts too? I guess, because they're under state law?
I know that yellow cab drivers are the big media sexy thing where everybody wants to splash that on the 6 o'clock news. But I know I've been wearing my seatbelt every waking moment in the cab since that rule went into effect. But you do sometimes forget it because for so long you didn't have to do it. And I remind my passenger in the front and remind myself in the front seat to wear that seatbelt. So drivers, if you're listening, a couple of cabbies did get hit with tickets. You got to put that seatbelt on when you're driving a yellow cab. Playtime is over. They're on it. They're going to check it out. And just speaking of airports in general, I want to say that LaGuardia has been cleaned up a lot as far as getting in, getting out with passengers. And the new shorty system helps where you can use that shorty at JFK. So that isn't something I checked out. Oh, and I also talked to a guy who used to drive for Uber, and now he's driving a yellow cab. And he said he used to drive for Uber in Long Island with his private car in the Hamptons. He said, oh, I made a lot of money. I said, and I was like, well, where do you stay when you're driving your private car in the Hamptons working for Uber? He goes, that was a problem. He had to sleep in his car for 3 days to work for Uber in the Hamptons.
Oh, my God.
So maybe the first day the car is good, but the third day I'm thinking the car is a little bit ripe. So
there's an email from Steven. When I'm on the road driving a yellow cab nearly every day, cops pull over dozens of yellow cab drivers for whatever reason, more likely for bogus tickets. However, those cops are never busy with city bikers or other law-breaking bicyclists. 90% of them run red lights and ignoring every rule. They're everywhere. So thank you for that email. Appreciate it. Gosh, we've got all these emails coming in now.
That's good.
Okay. Real quick, here's another email. As of now, I struggle making payments on my bills. Income is down nearly 35%. Adding another car for the same medallion, a clear destruction of the yellow industry. Let's first take care of those medallions in storage. All right.
Right.
Well, we know that guy's listening. Mm-hmm. Here's another caller on the second car. Bad idea because garages will profit more, but regular owners can't afford repairing one car and having that on the road when we can't compete with millennials because they want to use an app, which is easier for them to jail. For them to jail? Cabs are cheap today because garages know no one wanted to work today because of a marathon. Tell the guy in Florida to look at cabs again and see how many have the meters off and have no passengers. Just because cabs are out there doesn't mean they have passengers. Thank you for that email. You know, there's smart people out there.
Yep.
Hey, Taxi Dave, I hope this will not be your last show in 2 weeks. I have a solution for yellow cab owners and banks that finance them, but we need to talk about self-driving cars for a minute. Any movie set in New York in the future would definitely be including self-driving taxis, da-da-da-da-da. Maybe far off, self-driving cars may seem like a reality sooner than we think. And if it's a reality, I submit New York City, they should all be yellow. Don't you think? That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Self-driving cars should be required to be medallioned. The alternative is 100,000 self-driving Ubers, which we all know make no sense. A city like New York needs regulations. And it goes on and on and on. With pricing practices and why it's good. Thanks for everything, Taxi Dave. I hope your show keeps going. That's from Gabe. You're welcome. All right. My gosh, doesn't end here. So, John McDonough, what do you think about some of the stuff you've heard?
Well, you know what, Dave? I was listening to the commercials that we were playing that support the show. It's inconceivable to me that Curb and Arrow do not take out advertising on this. Because my pet peeve is they don't advertise anywhere. I don't see them anywhere unless you actually get into the cab and look at the TV monitor in the back. It's crazy. I mean, you had this situation with Sirius Satellite Radio. It was Sirius and XM, and they were killing each other.
Yep.
Why under God do we have two taxi apps that they can't combine, Arrow and Curb, and just have one yellow cab app and maybe link up with Philadelphia and Chicago that if somebody goes to those cities, just like Uber, you can just log right into their yellow cab industry. I mean, we're so fragmented, it's killing the industry. We have to keep up with the technology as yellow cab drivers. And something's got to be done with Uber and Arrow where they have to get the word out to the people.
Right. Right. I mean, this is what I said. It's for whatever reason, we don't have the support for the show that we deserve. And I'll say deserve because we're out here on the front lines. We fought to bring this industry back. I saw last night a lot of the cabs are going out on a Saturday night, which wasn't the case for months, if not the last couple of years. And I think we, this little Taxi Dave show that Dave's put together, have been instrumental in helping to bring this business back. And it's beyond me why some of the big shots in the taxi business don't step up instead of stepping off. So not only am I asking for them, I'm pleading with them to give some sort of support to this show, to keep this show going, because this is a great public relations vesicle. This is WOR. It's not some little Mickey Mouse station in the middle. No, this is WOR. This is big-time radio. So you guys tell your taxi fleet owners about the show, and maybe they can help in the next couple of weeks, and we'll keep the party going. Because, Dave, next week we're off, but the week after that we're going to be on one way or the other, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so we got 2 weeks to figure it out, folks.
When we come back, we'll take calls from George and Ron and Mr. Singh and Mohammed and anybody else who wants to call. 800-321-0710. This is the Taxi Dave Show, brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get that from here. Okay, it's Sunday night in New York City at 8:48. This is the place to be.
It says
if the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Proudly serving the New York transportation industry for over 20 years, Hereford Insurance Company serves the for-hire transportation market with all their insurance needs. Hereford Insurance provides TLC-required commercial auto liability, workers' compensation, theft, collision, and physical damage coverage. Hereford Insurance is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Visit Hereford.com for additional information or call 718-361-9191. 718-361-9191. That's 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance. They move New York.
My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You too can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand new Wave, which is a wheelchair accessible vehicle, for only $797.99 a week and no money down. You will earn 50 cents for every trip you take. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 41-25 36th Street in Long Island City. And that is conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. That's 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements.
Herland Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokerages, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get comparative pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Herland can also help you with personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Herland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at PerlinBrokerage.com. For all your insurance needs, go to PerlinBrokerage.com.
Hey, taxi!
Where to, buddy?
The Taxi Dave Show.
Taxi Dave Show is back. All right.
Clapping. I'm still clapping. Damn it.
The number one talker in New York City in this time slot, and I can't believe it may all be coming to an end. Anyway, I'm going to get to all the callers. George, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
But there's different quakes.
What? George.
Earth calling.
Okay, he's gone. Mom, you're back.
You know what irks me? Another new rule. New rules for the taxi cab driver. You have to wear seatbelts. Is that... Aren't they interested? What about a place to go pee?
Right.
They have no places for a cab driver to get out and take a... They're not worried about his kidneys. They're worried about... Oh, I'm so upset. I can't... New rules again.
And if anybody is near my mom's house, they can stop off and use her bathroom.
You want to know something? Not only can they use my bathroom, they have to give a donation to sponsor your program.
Now you're right. Talking, Mama.
I wish you lived in New York City, Ma.
Hey, that's all, guys.
Thank
Good
you,
show.
Ma.
And I have to tell you, you have so many smart people on the show. They love you. The public loves you. I love you, and God bless you, David. You're terrific, number one. And I don't understand, someone pointed this out, that how come the cab drivers don't ask their bosses to sponsor you? I don't understand it.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Thanks, Mom.
All right.
She sounds like she should be my mother or something.
She's just promoted to East Coast Regional Director of Sales.
Another, I think so.
Another is an email. Another incompetency. Why is the mayor afraid of forcing the bicycles to have license plates and insurance? I don't know, but license plates and insurance for bicycles is probably the best thing to do.
Yeah.
But nobody's doing it.
What about when they get hurt?
Okay, Brooklyn Tommy, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Dave. Hi, Dave. Thank you for reading all my emails. I want to plead to the drivers. I want the drivers, forget the big fish. They won't do anything. Us little drivers, us little fish need to donate. If we can each donate a JFK fair or two JFK fairs a month to help prolong your show, I say we should do it.
You know what? I'm going to put this out there. There's an association called NYC T-Motor, the New York City Taxi Owner Drivers Association, okay? And you should call them. And you should tell them that, because they don't charge dues, but maybe they can charge dues. And if you guys want a voice here, you know, hey, the Taxi Dave Show can be brought to you by the taxi owner drivers. You know,
my
grandfather drove, my father drove. This isn't made up. And for all you people who said, I can't believe you were born in the back seat of a cab. And I say, well, that's a lie. I was born in the front seat of a cab. So
I also would like to see Arrow and Curb not only donate for you, but I would like them to send mass emails the way Uber did when they first joined. Every time I opened up my apps, I would see an Uber advertiser pop up unwillingly. I want them to do the same thing to these to the smartphones, to everyone else.
Right.
And send emails the way I've received from Uber. And another thing about the seatbelt, the only people who are going to profit the seatbelt is New York City when they fine us and the car companies, because sooner or later we're going to end up breaking our seatbelts, open and close, open and close, open and close. That's more dangerous, because when the seatbelt breaks, my life is in danger.
Right. You know, Dave, just jumping on board with this thing, is he's 100% right with financing the show. And if we can't get it from without, we get it from within, because like I said, this is our show for cabbies and industry people, and after a while, we just, you know, we're going to get tired of you know, passing the hat. We're going to go back to the cab drivers where everything starts. So we're just going to look into everything. Believe
Gabriel, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hey, Dave. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Claire. How you doing?
Thanks.
Good. Yes.
Listen, I was listening to John McDonough before.
What's that?
I was listening to John McDonough before, who, by the way, has an amazing show. And he was talking about how we should have one app, and I 100% agree with him. I actually emailed the TLC about this, and the reason why we don't have one app is because they don't think there's a specific public need for it.
Yeah.
And they have no plans to limit the market. I just wanted to share that.
That's a good point.
Well, competition is always a good thing,
mm-hmm.
You know, but I remember when the credit card company started, there were 120 people at the first meeting from as far away as Japan and England, and we ended up, it's a long story, but we ended up with two companies, Arrow and Curb, was Verifone. A lot of people spent a lot of money. There was a lot of development, research and development. Okay, there was a lot. Anyway, there was a lot of money spent. Hank, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, I'm Hank from Fort Washington. How are you guys?
Okay, Hank. Great.
Listen, I'm a civilian, I'm not a driver. I have a question. Yellow cab drivers have to go through a police background check. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yep.
The Uber drivers have to go through a background check?
In New York City, the answer is yes. Uber has complied with all the rules in New York City, as opposed to other cities where there seems to be tension sometimes. And in my opinion, they've complied with all the rules in New York City for one reason. there's an unlimited workforce in New York City. 2,000 new vehicles a month. Most of them, app cars like Uber, are being put on the road through the, and registered at the Taxi and Limousine Commission and the Department of Motor Vehicles. 2,000 a month, 500 a week, okay? Continuously, and the estimates are going, they're going to keep growing. So they comply. If you don't make it, you're out. Now, in other cities and in other states, Uber does their own background check. Whatever that is, I don't know. But unless you have, I think it's the state background check that does your fingerprints, and it's very thorough on many different levels. I mean, that's where you catch the bad guys. I don't know if, you know, anybody could be caught if they didn't do anything yet, but I'm just saying, in New York, it is a lot tougher for an Uber driver. If an Uber driver had five accidents, for example, or five moving violations, chances are he wouldn't get a license to drive in New York City, a yellow or an Uber car. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, so have a good week. Have a good week.
Okay, you too. Here's another email. Pedicabs, those are those bicycles with the two seats in the back for you. You know, pedicabs are charging as much as $7 a minute.
Ooh.
Okay. Yeah, they hide the amount. Okay. And here's somebody, can you please mention the $1.95 service charge on one of the apps? The passenger was very disappointed in it. Okay, that's a whole other can of worms and another story. But maybe we can get the app companies to advertise, so, you know, we'll talk it up for them. Anyway, I can't believe the show's it's ending already. We're just getting warmed up here. I'm sorry for all you other callers. I said I'd get everybody on. I was doing my best, okay? Want to thank Vinny Salerno at Four Star Transmissions. Happy birthday to Beryl Robinson, by the way, in Manhattan.
NYCTaxiNews.com, NYCTaxiNews.com. Thank you to the print advertiser and the radio advertisers. We'll see you when, Dave.
See you on November 19th for our last show.
Yes.
Okay.
Woo-hoo!
Gotta go now.
Taxi, get me out of Manhattan.